I think that's right. You see it domestically in the United States, that a big focus of the incoming Biden administration has been around equity in terms of how we address the pandemic. That's a response to what we saw in the early months, where you saw terribly inequitable outcomes for Black and Latino populations and Native American populations.
What's another example that signifies that the shift toward equity and inclusion is coming into its own?
A small example, but it gives you some indication. I work for the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a 100-year-old institution, normally very concerned just on foreign affairs and foreign policy. But when we did our task force on pandemic preparedness, it was a lot around equity, both domestically and globally. And that is not normally the kind of thing that ends up in a Council on Foreign Relations report. So thinking about these social issues and what we can do for disadvantaged populations, I think, is a greater concern.
I know a lot of the biggest action toward equity in the world is through COVAX. Would you tell us what that is in a nutshell?
So COVAX is part of a larger initiative organized by the World Health Organization to accelerate therapeutics, so medicines, diagnostics, and vaccines to the countries and people that would need it in this crisis. People need to remember this was a novel virus, meaning it's brand new. So there were no effective treatments to get it, not medicines, not vaccines, not diagnostics. All of that had to be developed in response to this virus emerging. What this program was meant to do was try to spur along that development and then rapidly try to accelerate its distribution globally. COVAX, the piece that's dedicated to vaccines, is done by the World Health Organization and a couple of other international NGOs, and it's the one that has gotten the most money and had the most success of those three parts of this larger initiative. And it was built on the fly. There was no COVAX before this crisis began. They had built it in the midst of the crisis over the past year, and they deserve some credit for what it has done so far.
So would you say that global vaccine equity is primarily only a job for international actors, governments, NGOs, the UN, et cetera?
A lot of what we need to see around equity, of course, has to occur at the domestic level. It's about having health systems that can address the needs of vulnerable populations, programs to support them undertaking the measures that you have to in a pandemic, things that people had never thought about before, but now you do, like being able to isolate, access to masks, or being able to get access to healthcare and be diagnosed early. All of these things drove the inequity, not just in the United States, but other nations. We need to plan for being able to do that in advance. The reality of pandemics is that they put a mirror to societies. Pandemics show us the collective risks that arise from not having healthcare systems that address the broader needs of the population and leave our most vulnerable exposed.
What are some of the vulnerable populations you're talking about?
Like migrant workers. So if you look at Singapore, its resurgence of cases happened within its migrant worker population. If you look at the United States, we saw outbreaks among essential workers without access to health care or an economic means to take the measures to protect themselves. This is what really has been driving the pandemic. And if we're not able to protect the most vulnerable and disadvantaged amongst us, there is a collective risk that makes all of us less safe.